We conducted this study in Hawaii in response to an imperative need to develop a base station in order to optimize the applications of insecticidal baits for some species of Bactrocera in different agroecosystems. And this is a collaborative project between Dr. Roger Vargas, USDA ARS in Hilo, and the University of Hawaii, and the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. Luc Leblanc already provided a very nice introduction to fruit fly complex in Hawaii. Here I would like to add that we have also Bactrocera curvitae and Bactrocera latifrons. So we'll omit the importance of these flies that are very, very important economically with major losses due to direct damage to the fruit and quarantine restrictions. And in 1999, an area-wide program was implemented. It was proven very successful, mainly against Ceratitis capitata, also against Bactrocera cucurbitae, and finally against Bactrocera dorsalis in recent years. So two key objectives of this program were to develop and to integrate sustainable fruit fly management tactics in area-wide demonstration projects. And the second one, which I would like you to keep in mind, is to transfer to growers economically and ecologically sound technologies. So protein bait sprays are a key component of this program, which in addition to field sanitation and use of methyl eunol against male Bactrocera dorsalis or Q-lure against male Bactrocera cucurbitae, that's the only method we have, protein baits, to kill the females in addition to sanitation. So GF120 has been developed for direct application to foliage for some species of fruit flies. And in Hawaii, this lure or this bait has proven very successful at reducing the population density and infestation against mainly medfly and Bactrocera cucurbitae. And it has been so successful that it has already replaced the sprays of malathion with protein, hydrolyzed protein by growers. So there is zero use of organophosphates against fruit flies in Hawaii at this moment. So this lure has been proven again effective against multiple fruit fly species and has even been labeled for organic farming. However, we identified some problems which include phytotoxicity, which means the way you apply the lure to the foliage or to the fruit. The second, which is in our case the most important one, is rainfall. You apply the lure and you will have high levels of rainfall falling the same day or the next day. You will have to spray again, or UV degradation of spinosad. So therefore, foliar applications may not represent the best way of applying this lure under some conditions, in particular in Hawaii. So this study has three main objectives. The first one was to develop a rain-fast station that will protect GF120 against rainfall, thereby improving the efficacy of the GF120. So we use this base station that we developed to quantify the response of females Bactrocera dorsalis and Bactrocera cucurbitae by using two different colors. And finally, we went to the field in papaya orchards and we evaluated the effectiveness of the base stations at controlling Bactrocera dorsalis in papaya orchards. So we know that fruit flies the fruit fly response to host plant tissue has a very strong visual component. And we also know, we reported previously, that in the case of Bactrocera cucurbitae, objects that emit high light reflectance, they are very attractive in comparison to objects that emit very low light reflectance. So this is a very simple device. It's an open system in which you have a yellow disc attached to a shelf bracket. The combination of this device is attached to the trunk of the papaya trees using a zip tie. And so we're taking advantage of the flies' need for shelter and their strong response of high light reflecting objects while fully protecting GF120 against rainfall, at the same time we're avoiding the problem of phytotoxicity and we're minimizing the UV light degradation. So it's a very simple system in which you apply the lure underneath. It's a big surface area. And in terms of protection against rainfall, just two pictures. So we applied 10 milliliters of VF120 on a particular day in March. 1 week later, we went there, we took another picture, and we quantified the amount. You have exactly the same amount. There was no material lost in this 1 week period, in despite of the amount of rainfall that fell, which I'm not including. So the survey, these devices, I am terming them a papaya leaf mimics. They have the same area, surface area of a papaya leaf and fully grown, but reflects 9 times more light compared to a green papaya leaf, which you can see here. This is the spectral reflectance curves for these three different materials and for the same wavelength. And you have about 9 times more reflectance in these devices compared to the green papaya leaf, or about 3 times more compared to a yellowing papaya leaf. In observations that we conducted in papaya orchards, we saw flies having a tendency to stay in leaves that were yellowing in comparison to green leaves. And when we were spraying a few months ago, before we did this experiment, when we were spraying the leaves, flies were more likely to be leaving those sprayed leaves when they were yellowing. So yellow was an important aspect in the response. So the first experiment is female response to papaya leaf mimics. When you have two different colors, which in this case are associated with high or low reflectance, you have the yellow discs and the these green leaves, green discs, which were painted in sap green. And again, we know that for Bactrocella cucurbitae, there is a significant preference for high light reflecting objects. So we quantified the behavioral response of both Bactrocella dorsalis and Bactrocella cucurbitae females, wild populations in papaya orchards, to these devices where they were painted with these two different colors. So we, for each one of these two colors, we apply 10 milliliters of a 40% mixture of VF120 or sugar and water solution, the same amount of a sugar and water solution. That was for each of the two colors. So we have 4 treatment combinations. As I mentioned before, these papaya leaf mimics were attached to the tree trunk of perimeter row trees using zip ties. And within a row, they were spaced about 15 meters apart. After spraying the bait, we quantified the number of females that responded over a 2-hour period, and we systematically rotated the position of the stations every 15 minutes. So these are the results. On the left set of graphs for Bactrocella dorsalis, you have the response of females to the yellow discs when they were baited with GF120, 40% mixture, 10 milliliters, in comparison when they were sprayed with sugar and water. There's a significant difference in captures. When you have a green base stations, you have the same result, and there is a 28% increase in captures for Bactrocella dorsalis females when they're yellow. For Bactrocella cucurbitae, we have the same pattern. However, there is almost twice as many females responded to the yellow and this compared to the sap green, which again shows that there is a significant preference for high light reflecting objects. For the second study that we conducted, that was in Lipuna area, it's an area that has high rainfall and the highest populations of Bactrocella dorsalis in the state. What we did is the entire area comprises about 100 hectares, of which we use about 30. We didn't have enough people to do more and include more area. And we have 3 treatments. So we sprayed in GF120, 10% mixture, because that mixture is not phytotoxic, every 5th row. And this treatment was a treatment that we found very effective in a previous evaluation. And we compared captures of females in traps that were deployed in the center. These traps are represented with the yellow, with the green circles. And those traps were McPhail traps baited in yellow and traps baited with Torula yeast. The second treatment was the papaya leaf mimics. And the third treatment was a controlled treatment in which there was no GF120 sprayed. We also have traps in the forest to compare orchard versus forest traps captures. There were no border sprays in this study, and papaya leaf mimics were deployed in the entire perimeter of the plots every 25 meters, and also every 5th row. more or less reproducing the other treatment. So I will not go in detail into this graph. I just want to show, you can read here the total area, number of plots, but my point here will be that when you calculate the amount of JF120 in terms of cost sprayed in the foliar sprays, we spend about $8.10 per hectare. And we sprayed about 70% less material using the papaya leaf mimics without losing any material due to rainfall. So these are the results in terms of trapping data. I don't have time to present the infestation data, but for most of the trapping periods that I'm presenting, here I am presenting the females per trap per day by Drosera dorsalis captured for each of the six different time intervals. So for every single of the time intervals, except the last one, there was a significant difference. You have more females capturing traps when you don't spray F120 compared to the other two treatments without difference between them. And again, we spray 70% less material in these PLM treated plots, papaya leaf mimic treated plots. So in conclusion, base stations, PLMs, not only provide excellent rain fasting to GF120, but they also enhance the fruit fly response to the bait owing to the attractiveness of the yellow color. You are avoiding phytotoxicity when you spray the foliage or the fruit, that has been reported before, and you also minimize the effect of UV light. Second, in the field, papaya leaf mimics proven effective at reducing the density of local populations of Drosera dorsalis females while reducing the amount of GF120 used per hectare. So now at this moment we believe that we could use these devices owing to the big surface area and to dispense multiple lures from the same station. So we have splat, methylogenol, and spinosas. You have the same problem. After some weeks or months, you will have rainfall and washing off the material. You will have UV light problem and probably phytotoxicity. And also they provide a standardized way of testing the base spray formulations in different ecosystems. Thank you. Sorry, not a phone question.